this be one of the best moments of your life. You're listening to the Business Mirror Podcast for a broader look on business with Senior Editor Dennis Estopase.
Good day, I'm Dennis Estopase, and welcome to Wednesdays with John Mangan, a podcast to be anchored by John Mangan, a columnist for the Business Mirror newspaper and who operates a website titled mangononmarkets.com. Mr. Mangan will share with us one of the many pieces he wrote for his column titled Outside the Box, which is published every Tuesday and Thursday in the op-ed section of the Business Mirror. We hope you enjoy your Wednesday with John Mangan.
Connect the dots. Considering the fact that I write four pieces published every week, I am starting to worry what might be my subject matter 6 months from now. I think I was able to pound out about three columns during the last pandemic, the first SARS in 2003. As I wrote recently, COVID has been a blessing in disguise for politicians and pundits. In October 2019, the title here was Phil Economy Pushing Forward. I quoted an in-depth study of the economy from the Oxford Business Group. Quote, with strong economic growth, an expanding population, and an increasingly sophisticated internal market, the Philippines is one of Asia-Pacific's brightest investment opportunities. File that under Things Happen. Also last year at this time, I wrote that we are witnessing a near global situation of a breakdown of trust in government. As they say, that escalated quickly. Now few people trust their government, except apparently here in the Philippines. My column on September 26, 2019 was 2020, be prepared for anything. Quote, the period of political chaos began in October 2015. The period of economic chaos will begin in January 2020. The economic chaos is just beginning, and do not be surprised by the bizarre economic news that will soon fill the headlines. Unquote. Look, we have been programmed to believe that we are constantly walking blindly into the future. We have no clue what's going to happen. Governments have always wanted the people to think of government like a parent that the child must rely on to safely cross the street. That is why the powers that be always try to keep vital information to themselves. But that is no longer possible in the age of easily accessible information through the internet. For example, the disputes in the South China Sea are about oil and protecting the livelihoods of poor local fishermen. While fossil fuel is important, it is equally about fresh fish. China is not only the world's biggest seafood exporter, its population accounts for more than 30% of all global fish consumption. China's 15,000-strong seagoing fishing fleet accounts for more than 50% of all squid caught in international waters. Part of that fleet travels 17,000 kilometers to fish the waters of South America. And the Chinese government, must financially subsidize that fish catch to make it anywhere economically viable. Now we read in the New York Times, China's campaign to encourage mealtime thrift has been a cheerful affair, with soldiers, factory workers, and school children showing polishing their plates clean of food. Is there any chance that the Chinese government knows their nation is potentially facing a food shortage? I said on June 3rd, get prepared for the largest Philippine Stock Exchange rally in history, but 2 weeks ago, how will you know when to buy? Watch the volume. Until then, take a nap like the PSE is doing. It now appears that the local stock market is slowly waking up. There are three factors to look for in selecting individual issues. Certain companies will greatly benefit from the economy reopening. Jollibee share price is up 56% from its May low. Others will go much higher as the government scrambles for new sources of revenue. The mining index is 75% higher from its low in March. A select few companies are now providing products and services particularly geared to consumers in the time of pandemic and beyond. Look, you do not need a crystal ball to see what tomorrow may bring. You just have to be aware of what's going on today. And then, just connect the dots.
Thank you for listening to the Business Mirror Podcast. For a broader look on business, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Business Mirror. Until next time.